Hachette Audio presents Lying in State: Why Presidents Lie and Why Trump is Worse. Written by Eric Alterman. Read by Sean Patrick Hopkins. To Laura Hersher, my shelter from the storm. With love, gratitude, and admiration. And most of all, alas, amazement. That's the thing about lies, right? Individually, they don't amount to much. But you never know how many others you'll need to tell to protect that first one. And damned if they don't add up. Over time, they all get tangled up. Until one day, you realize it isn't even the lies themselves that matter. It's that somehow, lying has become your default mode, and the person you lie to most is yourself. Richard Russo, Chances Are, 2019. A note on definitions. My understanding of the meaning of the word lie begins with the Augustinian argument that a lie consists in speaking a falsehood with the intention of deceiving. But because a president is more than just an individual, our definition must be considerably more expansive. A presidential lie takes place when the president or someone with the authority to speak for the president seeks to purposely mislead the country about a matter of political significance. The president can remain silent while his subordinates lie for him. He can censor the truth or impede the means to discover it. In my judgment, the only significant criterion is whether the deception itself, however operationally undertaken, is purposeful. If it was accidental or based on ignorance or a misunderstanding, it can be corrected and therefore should be. One reason journalists often offer for eschewing the word lie when writing or talking about presidential lies is their inability to discern the speaker's intent. In this book, however, I am less interested in intent than responsibility. If it was the president's professional responsibility to know the truth about something, and he did not bother to learn it, or he and his subordinates purposely avoided sharing information in order to establish plausible deniability, I still call it a lie. In the chapters that follow, I reject the excuses often offered for the kinds of deceptions I've just described, such as that the president was disengaged, confused, or distracted, that God told him.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?